You're listening to Story Talking with Laksh. My name is Laksh Tata, and this is episode 104 of this show where I almost regularly talk about storytelling, talk about writing, talk about the creative process, and I give you updates on what kind of other stuff that I'm making creatively, while also sometimes whenever I find an interesting storyteller, people who have either lived an extraordinary life or create extraordinary characters and stories, I get them on the show. 104 episodes is a lot, and if you are a regular listener, you would have noticed that I took a little bit of a break without wanting to, without knowing that I was going to be this long. It's been 4 weeks since the last episode of Story Talking, and I think it's my longest break in the 104 episode history of this show. Now, I don't want to make it sound like a big deal, but it does matter to me that I do this regularly, even if I gave you guys a break for 4 weeks. For me, this show is my way of being able to check in on my personal creative journey every episode, every week. And before I talk to you about some of the really fun things that I've been up to these past 4 weeks, I do want to address just that aspect of giving into this idea that, oh, maybe, you know, I just don't have time to do that thing I told myself I would do every week. I really have come to realize over this past month how much I need to check in through this format with my creative self, because as I'll be sharing with you in the next few minutes, when you try new things out, when you are shifting focus sometimes multiple times in the day on things that are completely unrelated, it helps to have something or a time of day or a time of the week, in this scenario, where you get to pause and, in a way, step back and look at what the journey has been this week so far. So, what have I really been up to in this time? Well, again, if you follow the show, you know in the last episode I talked about how one of the shows that we're making that I'm very, very excited about, and I've been working on it for months, is called Play Me Life. It's going to be a series of audio plays, original content made just for the audio format, made available to you for free through any app you listen to using podcasts. And in episode 103, I shared with you this idea of not only making the show in English, but making a completely new show, which right now I'm calling Play Me Zindagi, which is going to be in Hindi. So in order to know if I was capable of even writing a script in Hindi, because I didn't know how to, because I don't write in Hindi, because I don't think in Hindi, I decided to try that out. And in the time that has passed since the last episode, I finished the first script, which is the Hindi version of the English play that I've written called One More Night with Meera. The Hindi version is called Ek Aakhri Raat Meera Ke Saath. And if you don't understand Hindi, it's literally the translation. It's a poetic version of the translation. Here's what I've learned in the script conversion process. By the end of this process of writing the whole thing again in Hindi, I'd say everything that is going to feel like the story to a listener, if they understand both languages, everything's going to feel the same. But the way it is presented is going to be quite different. What we're going to be doing, at least that's my current plan, is to have the same actors perform the story in English and in Hindi. But the characters are slightly different now. There is something about being able to say something in Hindi that I just don't have the words for in English, and vice versa. I realized that as I was transcribing the story at first, thinking that, you know what, I'm just going to literally change every sentence from English to Hindi the way I would translate something for someone in real time. If someone asked me, can you tell me what this means in Hindi, I would do that. But I realized halfway through writing it that that wasn't really attractive as dialogue, as a story. I just wasn't feeling connected to the words anymore. So I asked myself another question. When someone asks you to tell them what something means, they're not really asking you to translate it. What they're really asking you is, can you make me understand what this thing is? So I started thinking, what if I approach this script as not just the Hindi version of the story, but the same story about two people who are not related to the two people in the English story. So to me, these stories are actually like almost two parallel universes. It's not the same characters, really. They're two completely different people, the guy and the girl in each scenario. And everything they say is related to what they said in the English version, but the way they say it and what they actually end up saying, by the end of the story, turns out to be quite different. We still have the same beats, we have the same opening, the same progression of events, the same incidents, but the feelings that the characters feel throughout the script are quite different. Because I realized that through Hindi, I just had a different poetic license. There were just some things that I was able to say in Hindi that I wasn't able to say in English. And I wasn't anticipating that. I really thought English was my default language. Something that I am best at is writing in English. I'm not saying I'm better at writing in Hindi. There are way better people who write in Hindi. But I'm just saying that I wasn't as bad as I thought I would be. So we can call that last 15 seconds my humble brag. So that's done. I haven't updated regular listeners on this in a while, but as this process was being figured out, we are going to start producing these shows soon. I'm working out a schedule, and you'll know why I mean schedule and why I make it sound so stressful, because it is. I'll tell you about that in the next segments of the show today. This is the catch-up episode, okay? I wasn't on vacation. I did just come back from Mumbai yesterday, that's true. But it wasn't vacation, I swear. It was a lot of work. Very satisfying, but a lot of work. So coming back to Play Me Life. So Play Me Life is on schedule in terms of what I want to achieve. I don't know how fast I'm going to be able to make it, but I did want to be done with 8 scripts, if you remember that from like weeks ago that I shared. I wanted to be done with 8 scripts before I started making the show, because in my head, 8 is a good amount for the first season to make 8 stories. Now that I want to make Play Me Life in Hindi, I added this new task of, in a way, making 16 scripts. And I haven't gone through rewriting or, you know, translating the other scripts yet. But a part of me is feeling a couple challenges coming, because there's at least one story in English, which is, well, it's The Temptation, if you guys remember it. It's the story of this girl who is sitting at a hotel bar near the airport in London, talking to the bartender. I could write the same story in the same location, I guess, but I really don't know how to do that one yet. So a part of me is even considering maybe not every episode of Play Me Life will be in every episode of Play Me Zindagi, which brings a completely different challenge/opportunity, if I think that a story will not make sense in Hindi given the characters, well, locations, you know, why would there be a Hindi-speaking bartender randomly with this woman in London? I could make it work. If you would buy it, I would do it. I don't know if you would. That's why I'm wondering it. But if a story won't work in Hindi because it makes more sense in English, is that possibly the other way around? Is it possible that I can write a story that's only meant in Hindi and it doesn't really work in English? So that's on my mind right now. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I know I have to get back to writing Subconscious Uncoupling, which is the story that I've talked about a couple episodes ago that I'm very excited about. That one is, over these last few weeks, I have been putting in more ideas into that story. I know the concept really, I have the concept down, I have the structure down. I don't know all the scenes yet. I know what I want to hit. I know the goal, and I know what the characters are going through. I just don't know what I'm going to make them go through. And let me just separate those two sentences first. What a character is going through is everything that is already there before the first scene starts. What did they walk into the room with? That's what they're going through already. I know I'm making that up too, but you have to think of it as this way. If scene one is the first thing that happens, scene zero is their entire life before that scene starts. So I know that if I'm writing eight scenes, then scenes one to eight, I'm going to make them up as I go. But scene zero is their entire life before, which means that everything that happens in scene one requires there to be a scene zero in existence and nothing can change. Once scene one starts, scene zero is solid. Their life exists now. I can't suddenly change something. I mean, yes, I've done that, but everything a character is going through is done in scene zero. Scene one is when I, as the improvisational writer, start making up what I'm going to make them go through by scene eight. So my point is, for Subconscious Uncoupling, which as of right now is probably going to be in two parts, given the interesting twist that is going to be at the end of the first one, which I think I've already shared with you. I'm sure I have. Yes, I have. Yes, a couple episodes ago. Maybe. So I'll just remind you, Subconscious Uncoupling is about, the first part is two sets of 17-year-olds, a boy and his best friend, and a girl and her best friend, telling you parallel stories, basically, because they're not in the same room, but the story is going to start with you hearing them talking to each other about the breakup they just had. The boy is going to be like, I just broke up with my girlfriend. He's going to tell his best friend about this. And the girl is going to be like, he just broke up with me. And she's going to tell her best friend about it. And this is happening from what you will know as the audience, happening in real time, in that it's happening on the last day of school on a Friday afternoon around 4 p.m. By the end of the episode, you're going to somehow find out, because I'm writing it. I don't know how I'm going to pull it off. You're going to find out that those two stories are not connected to each other. In fact, they're happening 30 years apart. Because the girl who was broken up with in the first part is the mom of the guy in the guy scenario. Yeah. And then part two of the story is the mother and son talking about the son's breakup. Because you'll find out also by the end of the first part that he was lying to his best friend. She broke up with him. So what you see is I'm pulling this, you know, it's not a trick. It's not intentional. It's just the way I want to tell this story. You're going to think that the girl and the guy, you know, it's going to feel weird actually by the end. You should feel weird by the end, because you're going to be thinking of them as a couple, but really she's his mom 30 years later. Well, he doesn't exist in when she's 17. So don't, I mean, I hope that doesn't make you feel icky. So anyway, that's my next script to work on. I promise I am going to get it done as fast as I can. Now, let me tell you why I may not fulfill that promise. So a couple weeks ago, today's November 17th. And on November 1st, we launched what is called the Jazz India Circuit podcast. It is the fourth show, which Launchura is producing, and I am very, very, very proud of it. We're across our four shows. We've now done about 220 episodes, 215, more than 215 episodes, which is incredible to me. And I'm very happy about that. So what happened was, I committed to doing the Jazz India Circuit podcast. Our partner in that show is the same people who run the Jaipur Literature Festival. So these are people I really enjoy working with. And they came to us and they asked us if we'd be interested in making a show about jazz. And I don't know anything about jazz up until I started. Well, I know a little bit about jazz, but I saw it as an interesting way to learn about jazz myself. And then because I didn't know much about jazz and I didn't know a lot about making what essentially became an audio documentary, I was like, yes, let's do it. I want to do it. I want to learn. I want to know these things myself. So that's what I'm going to make. I'm going to make a show that people like me can listen to who don't really know much about jazz. But by the end of each episode, they're going to want to hear the next one. So we decided that, okay, I can't put too much on my plate because I've already got a bunch of things that I'm juggling. In my mind, I'm imagining, you know, like people juggling plates, and yeah, I'm trying not to break plates right now. So I was like, you know what, I'll do six parts and I'll interview these people who are going to inform us as the subjects of the documentary, and I'm going to narrate it. I'm going to put in music. I'm going to stitch it all together. It's going to be really great. It's going to sound really cool, and let's do it. So here's what happened. We signed up to do this show about, well, less than 2 weeks before the first episode was supposed to come out, which meant I had to record all the subjects of the documentary, because they're the resource. They're the experts who are going to tell me what I need to put together. So before episode one happened, I had recorded four or five of the six people, I believe, that we were going to interview. I'd interviewed them, and it helped me figure out what to do, because if I didn't know what episode two's guest is going to talk about, it wouldn't help me make episode one any better. So I needed to know what episode two is going to have so I can make episode one better. So I did the very smart thing of scheduling everything within a week, so that it came to this point that before episode one was due, which was November 1st, which is the due date that I set for myself. No one asked me to. I did it for myself. I start working on editing the episode. So the process is, and this is me telling you how to make an audio documentary. Very simple. Crash course in making audio documentaries. You take the subject, you take the recording, and you cut it up into all the questions they're answering. Just separate them out. So if it was a 30, 40 minute interview, you're going to end up with about 10 segments, 10 to 15, really. In the first person's scenario, I think I had about 15 segments. You label each segment, and I use GarageBand to do that. You label each segment, and then based on their content of what you're going to be sharing, you start deciding which of these 15 are going to make sense for this final 18-minute episode that I'm supposed to make. You have 40 minutes of material, 18 minutes to fill, and you know that you're going to put an opening number, a musical number, you're going to put a closing number. So really, you only have to put 14 minutes of talking, right? 14 minutes of talking. That doesn't sound like much. But then comes the other part where you, the narrator, which in this case is Laksh, has to write a script around everything the guest is saying to fill in the gaps. And because the first episode was a abridged history of jazz, I really recommend you guys listening to this. Even if you haven't yet, listen to it after I'm done talking about it. You'll see how none of what I said really matters. What I'm about to tell you right now is just all the behind the scenes. You're not going to really notice any of it. But here's the gist of things. The research, the finding the music, the cutting of the music, the stitching together all the components, the fade-ins, the fade-outs, the narration, the scripting, all of it to put together a 17 and a half minute episode took me 7 hours. And I finished it at 9 p.m. on October 31st, scheduled it for midnight because that's what I said I was going to do. And that's how episode one was made, which was amazing. Absolutely loved it. And then came the next week. Then came episode two, where this is what happened. 2 days before the release of the show, I got sick. I couldn't breathe. I live in Delhi, Gurgaon area, and pollution was really, really bad. It still is. And I have, if you can tell, I can't really breathe right now, too. I'm breathing from my mouth. It's very hard for me to breathe. So 2 days before, Friday was the episode was supposed to go up. On Wednesday, I start not being able to breathe properly, and that messes up my vocal system, because if I can't breathe with my nose, I'm going to breathe through my mouth, which was drying out my throat, which gave me a throat ache, which gave me a cough, which gave me, the breathing was also giving me a cold, and all that led to fever. And by Thursday evening, I had everything ready. I had done all the scripting. I had put everything together in terms of, I had laid everything out. The thing is, until I put together my narration, which is the segments of me talking that put together the episode, I can't edit the episode. So I can just have a bunch of things laid out, but unless the narration's put in, the episode can go out because it can be edited together. And you can put it later because you don't know how long your narration's going to be. So I tried my best to put everything down to the precise second. Episode two, I did so many things to get my voice back. Thursday night by 10 p.m., I was not feeling good. I had to release the episode by 6 a.m. That's what I'd said. So 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., I kept coughing, I kept sneezing, I couldn't breathe, I couldn't talk. Somehow by 2:30 a.m., I mean, I was taking meds, I was taking green tea with honey and but just everything possible, cough syrups, everything. I was not in my senses, painkillers, everything legal, obviously. So, 2:30 a.m., I start feeling better. So I tell myself, you know what, I'm just going to take the microphone and I'm going to record. And I don't know what's the worst that could happen. I just remove more narration, right? I just have to re-edit the episode. So by 3 a.m., I finish my narration. By 4 a.m., I edit the episode. By 4:30, I schedule it for 6 a.m. and I go to sleep. So that was episode 2. And you would think that that would be the end of it. That would be the hardest, right? Then comes this week's episode. Today's Sunday. Friday was episode 3 that was due. And I had a last minute trip to Mumbai on the Monday before. So this Friday, last Monday. By the time I get, I booked on Monday night, I left on Tuesday morning. By the time I sit on my seat on the plane, I'm sick again. And I stay sick, well, up until yesterday. So episode 3 was fully conceptualized, edited, narration recorded, scripted, everything while I was either had a fever. Well, I know I had a fever pretty much the entire time. So, the reason I'm sharing all of this with you is that the show has to go out. And the only show I was willing... Oh, by the way, also was making Jeopardites and recording authors for future Jeopardites episodes the entire last 4 weeks. So my point is, when you commit to something, when you know you have to make something, you know not making it is not an option. So everything you do has to be towards making it happen. Now, you might have to compromise. I'm not saying the product couldn't have been made better. I am very proud of the end result. If I had to be honest, episode 3 could have used more work. From me, I could have sounded way better than I do. But in the end, you make what you say you're going to make. It may not be the best. It may not be what you had hoped for. But I was telling a friend recently that you start your day being like, you know what, life, this is on my to-do list today. I'm going to do these 3 things. And then life receives your three-item checklist. And it's like, yeah, nope, not going to do it. So what do you do? Do you not try? Well, you got to try because you don't know what life is saying because you don't have a way of understanding what it wants. So you just try anyway. And by the end of the day, you don't get those 3 things done. And those days are not good ones. You don't feel satisfied creatively when you're not able to do the thing you said you were going to do. But still, in the end, what you want to make, as long as you can put together that thing, and as long as you can commit to making something happen, that is the real test of your creativity. That is the real, in a way, expenditure of your creativity. Because if you were able to do everything you wanted to do easily and on time, that's a good feeling once in a while. I enjoy that feeling. I don't know what episode 4 is going to be because I don't even have... All right. Oh, let me tell you that. Good timing. Today's Sunday. The next episode is due on Monday. Well, sorry. The next episode is due on this coming Friday, November 22nd. And I have not even recorded the guest for this Friday yet. Because of me, I was not able to schedule it because I was traveling. So I'm either going to make episode 5, episode 4, and then just record this person when I can and put them as episode 5. Or I'm going to record and do all the work within this week. I don't know yet. But we'll find out. You're going to find out by the next story talking what ends up happening. So that was my why I didn't make story talking, which I said I would, over the last 4 weeks. One more thing before I go. Well, two more things before I go. You may remember, regular listeners may remember, I've also been producing a show that's very special to me called Poetry Darbar, which is going to feature India's best living poets right now. It's going to include conversations, it's going to include live poetry, and it's going to be in multiple languages, English, Hindi, Marathi, Punjabi, Telugu, Urdu, Spanish and Bengali, just everything. So that show is finally ready for me to start making it. December, I think in the first half of December, we're going to release the first episode. And you're going to be able to hear it everywhere. Apple, Spotify, JioSaavn, Google, CastBox, Pocket Casts, every podcast app you can imagine. It's going to be on it. Very proud of it. We're going to release that one episode every 2 weeks. That's the plan right now. And that's mostly because I need to stop being the host of our audio shows, because I am becoming the bottleneck for things not getting produced. Which reminds me, Play Me Life. I want to commit to what I'm about to say. If everything goes well, by mid-January, Play Me Life episode 1 will be out. My goal is to be ready for it, to be done with it, to have it ready to be heard by you, by all the people that we hope will like it, will love it, before the Jaipur Literature Festival, because I'm there for 6 days going crazy when we make that show. So Play Me Life should be ready. We're going to announce everything as soon as all of that gets done. Haven't even started rehearsing it, but somehow I will get it ready for you guys. That being said, final thing. I really thought that I didn't do anything super. I didn't write this past month, and I felt really bad. So I just opened my notes. I use Evernote to take down ideas. And I saw that what I had missed in this thinking that I haven't been writing is just these couple sentences I wrote down of possible episode of Play Me Life that I didn't even know I was thinking about, but I found it. And I don't even know. I think I wrote it when I was sick and on meds at 3 a.m. one night. And it's a very simple idea, and I can tell you what it is now. I won't write it until I finish Subconscious Uncoupling, maybe. I don't know. But it's a very simple idea. It is a woman comes home, and she and her husband have a conversation. And you find out through the conversation that she just went back to work after taking not just a maternity leave for their child, but also being out of the workforce because they couldn't afford help with raising their child. So I don't know the exact gap, but probably she's been out of the workforce for 5 years. So it was her first day back at work, and I wanted to explore this idea. I can't even tell you what inspired it. I think it was this thought that you being good at something, being really good at something, and then life telling you, you know what, I know you like doing this, but I need to have you not do this, something you're really good at, for 5 years. And then by the time you come back to it, everyone around you has completely changed that thing that you love doing. They've updated it. It's like they've decided to use a different language altogether. How do you catch up? How do you feel when something like that happens to you? How does that affect your self-worth, your your belief that you were put on this earth to do something? And how does that affect your guilt for being a new mother? In this case, well, she's a 5-year-old now. So it's just a concept. What I just told you is way more than I've written down. So I'm gonna have to listen to this to start making notes. But that is, as I'm making Play Me Life, I'm now just thinking of what are more original ideas that I can write that can just be conversations between real people. And if you've heard the other stories I'm putting together in Play Me Life, there are a couple of stories where I don't write nice things about marriage. I'm not a married person. I have no ill towards married people. I don't think marriage is bad at all. So I just asked myself, why do I not write happy marriages? So I decided to that in this story, at least for me, as of right now, all the problems that are going to be in this story are going to be external, not internal. I want to portray a happy couple that love each other, but there's other problems. So, oh wow, 36 minutes. Longest episode of story talking in a long time. I guess I really needed to talk to you guys. Thank you for listening to me talk about, well, I guess I was bragging a little bit, then also complaining, and also, well, thinking out loud. Sounds like me, and also sounds like any creative person that struggles with, well, their creativity, their identity, and not knowing really how to end an episode. I'll see you in the next one. Hopefully it'll be very soon.